New Country 96.3 Hawkeye in the morning, 7:38, along with Caitlin, a.k.a. Connected K, the fabulous Mrs. Shelton, who got married this Saturday night. Going on a honeymoon, by the way, this weekend, correct? You're starting your honeymoon?
Yes. We'll be leaving Friday.
We're leaving Friday. I actually really enjoyed myself at your wedding to the point of I had such a good time. I got to know really well some of Matthew's friends from high school who were there. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to see if maybe they know something about Matthew that you, Caitlin, do not know.
Matthew's friends from high school, by the way, who were the rowdiest, most fun crew at the wedding. I mean, they were incredible. They brought the party.
Yeah, they were fantastic people. I really enjoyed meeting them. So I thought that I would ask him, now, do you think I'm going to discover anything that you don't know?
I don't know. I really don't know because me and Matthew are pretty open with each other about all of the shenanigans we've gotten into in our life. Although when he found out that you had spoken to the friends about his past life,
yes,
there was something about Elvis that came up that Matthew seemed a little terrified of.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's interesting because that's where this starts here. So here's some audio here from your wedding.
We're here at the wedding with some of Matthew's friends that grew up with Matthew. And now it's time for Caitlin, a.k.a. Connected K, to find out things she doesn't know about her new husband. All right, tell everybody your name and how you know Matthew.
Hi, I'm Becky. I'm from Linden, Washington, and I know Matthew because we went to high school together.
Okay.
First of all, he went by Elvis, and I'm not sure that Caitlin is going to know that. Everyone calls him Elvis. Elvis was in the house.
Okay, why do people call him Elvis, or did they call him Elvis?
Well, I think one of the main reasons they called him Elvis was because he would spike up the front of his hair, the very front pieces, and then they were...
Extra gel.
They were pointy, and they were dyed blonde frosted tips.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Yep. Oh, my.
Elvis was in the house.
Oh. Okay, did you know that?
I didn't know they called him Elvis, but I have seen some pictures of Matthew when he was younger, and you know what? Have you ever heard the term glow up?
Yeah.
Somebody's had a glow up?
Yes.
Matthew's had a major glow up.
Yes.
Yeah. Love him to death. Bless his heart.
But you did not
High
know.
High school was an odd time.
Oh, it's
for both of us.
For everybody. Yeah. You did not know that his nickname was Elvis?
I didn't know they called him Elvis because of it.
Okay. All right. Other friends backed up this story, by the way.
Okay.
My name's Shane Waldemar. I'm from Linden, Washington. And I've known Matt since we were a freshman, sophomore in high school.
When did he get rid of the Elvis moniker?
I don't know that he's actually ever rid of it. If you were to call my dad right now, he wouldn't even refer or know of Matt as Shelton. It would be Elvis. Elvis is getting married today. What? Let me talk to that Elvis. Okay. And outside of high school, when he comes back to his hometown of Linden, that is how he is known. Still to this day.
I wonder if she knows that. Do you think she knows it?
No.
She might not know that because this group right here, there's only 8 of us, we're from Linden. Outside of that, there's nobody else here from Linden, so they wouldn't recognize him that way. They wouldn't know him that way.
Have you been to, I know you've been to Bellingham, but have you been
we
to Linden?
We stopped by Linden briefly, but it wasn't with that group.
Okay.
It was with a different group. And so I honestly, this is the first time I'm hearing the Elvis thing.
Wow.
It really is. And I love that it runs so deep that even people's parents know him as Elvis.
All right.
This is all I'm calling him from now on.
I have a little bit more information about the friends that Elvis ran with in high school, and a little bit more that's coming up at 7:50 this morning on New Country 96.3.